tasu.lspacepakhtosarayast.nuri.kisi.lspace.com.au/pakhtosakhawauri د تیر کال اکتوبر میاشت رایسه په استرالیا کې د اسلاموفوبیا پیښې ډېرې شوې دي. عبود شاویش او نادیه سعید له اس پی اس اگزامن سره خپل کیسې شریکې کړې دي. مخکې له دې چې د دغو دوو کسانو تجربې واورو، تاسو ته یو خبرداری درکو چې ځینې اوریدونکي ممکن د دغه راپور ځینې برخې ځورونکي ومومي.
So we kind of just continued walking into the lift. Then he started with, you know, you support those Muslim terrorists, C word. He pushed me, and then that's when the physical altercation started.
The Rawan Kal de July pa pail ki Abud Shawish aw de haga de Malgaru yewi kushnay dali la Sydney tsakha Adelaide ta safar wakar. دوی د فلسطین په ملاتړ لاریونونو کې برخه اخیسته و او د بهرنی چارو د وزیر پینی وانګ د دفتر مخې ته لاریون وکړ.
We were just meeting community members there, chatting, we had dinner together, and then we wrapped up at midnight and walked back to the hotel that we were staying at.
د هوټل په لابي کې وسړی لفټ ته پټامه و.
The elevator doors opened, the man walked in, and we started to walk in after him. The six of us were wearing a keffiyeh, which is the Palestinian scarf.
Abud tor lagawi che sari pa lafzi brit pail wakar awai che pekha pa tawtrikhwali badala shwa.
Everyone out. Kill everyone, you.
The man punched one of my female friends 3 times in the face. He pulled on one of my friends' keffiyehs, he choked her in that process. It was very chaotic, as you can imagine. It's a very small lift.
بلاخره پولیس راغلل. سړی ونیول شو او تورن شو او تمه کیږي چې هغه به د دې کال په وروستیو کې محکمې ته حاضر شي.
Yeah, understandably, we're all emotionally and just shaken up by it. You know, some people in the group were scared afterwards to kind of walk out on the streets of Adelaide. They were concerned about, you know, being out and about on their own, especially if they were going to be wearing keffiyeh. I guess people were affected in different ways and people needed to take time and space just to, I guess, digest what had happened because it was so shocking.
د استرالیا د اسلاموفوبیا د راجستر اجرایوي رئیس ډاکټر نور احمد وای د ابود پتیر تجربه غیر معمولی ندی.
We had an increase of 1300%. So there's just been, that substantial jump.
Dr. Amat Wai, the Islamophobia pehi uras tarbali shakhsi aw jiddi kigi.
It's not just a general, like, you know, critique of the Muslim community, but it can get quite personal. There's obviously a lot of online hate as well. And then we're also seeing an intersection, really, of Islamophobia and anti-Palestinian hate as well.
د استرالیا د اسلاموفوبیا د راجستر دفتر په تیر کال کې د اسلاموفوبیا 9940 شکایت ترلاسه کړي. ډاکټر امات وای د پیښو شمیر تر دې زیات دی ځکه ټولې پیښې نه راپور کیږي.
And when asked why they haven't reported it, the answers usually are that what difference does it make, or they, you know, somebody has reported it even to the police and nothing could be done about it. Or sometimes it's even the acceptance of what it means to be Muslim here in Australia. There are, unfortunately, some Muslims who believe that this is part and parcel of what it means to be a Muslim here, to cop it, to deal with the hate.
Dr. Amat Wai haga gwaadi har chok da khpal bawar sargandawalo lapara khwandi ehsas wakri.
We want you to know that it is your right to report it, you know, that this is not acceptable here in Australia, that you don't have to live with this and that you don't have to accept this behavior.
Da Nadia Said payad di che lumrai zaliye da Islamophobia da Rajasthan daftar sara adikani walewa.
Shocked worshippers at Al Noor Mosque in Christchurch described an armed man dressed in a military style camouflage outfit who opened fire with his automatic rifle.
Da New Zealand da Christchurch la tragaris brit tsura zurusta pa kumke che pa jumatunu ki 50 kasan pa dazo wajal chwal نادیا په برزبن کې په خپل محلي رستورانت کې په صدمې کې پاتې شو.
Now this man pretty much came out of nowhere, came right up to me and said, "You should have been killed too. You all deserve what you got. I wish more of you had died. I wish you had died. I wish you had been shot." And then proceeded to use some quite colourful language.
تیر کال د استرالیا د ټول پښتنې په ورځ او د اکتوبر په ومه یوه اونۍ وروسته نادیه پریکړه وکړه چې د رای ورکولو په یو مرکز کې کار وکړي.
In the back of my mind, I already had a feeling that something would go down or someone would say something, because unfortunately that's the way that a lot of us, as I would say Muslim women in particular, that, you know, are wearing the hijab, have to feel and have to think. We have to cop it from society.
نادیا وای هغه د رای ورکولو د مرکز په دروازې کې کار کوي چې یو سړی د هغه خوا ته ورغی او پوښتنه وکړه چې آیا مسلمانه ده.
And I remember I just kind of just looked at him and I was like, "I'm sorry." And he goes, "Yeah, you like killing people. That's, you know, you're on the side of the Palestinians. You like being part of terrorist organizations." And using, yeah, quite interesting rhetoric towards me. And I remember just walking away and ending up in tears because I felt so uncomfortable.
نادیه وای هغه حیران شو چې په داسې عامه ځای کې هیڅ له هغه څخه ملاتړ و نه کړ. د اسلاموفوبیا پیښو راجستر لمخې د پیښې د شاهدانو په راپورونو کې د پام وړ کمښت راغلی دی.
If it's safe enough to do so, please try and step in. Or just tell the perpetrator to just move on. Or check in with the victim and check in with the person and just say, "Hey, you okay?" Something as simple as that can honestly make the biggest difference. And then being able to report it, that would be incredible.
دغه راپور د اولیویا ډیلوریو لخوا برابر شوی و. اغواړی دغه سنوري کیسې هم اورئ نو د خپل پودکاسټ ګوګل پودکاسټ یا هم د خپل خاکي پر پودکاسټ یو اورئ.